a silver lining to the European debt crisis?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. France said this morning that its economy grew at a rate of 1% last quarter. Germany, 1.5%. Those numbers may sound low, but they were better than expected. And as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, the boost may have something to do with Europe's debt crisis.
German exports are booming, unemployment's fallen sharply, and the Germans are on a shopping spree. The key to this stellar performance is reform. Economist Holger Schmieding says that unlike their heavily indebted southern neighbours, the Germans have put their economic house in order.
They did cut public spending and they reformed the labour market and the welfare system. It took a few years of pain, but after the pain, they are now seeing the gain.
The Germans have been urging the Greeks, the Portuguese and the Spaniards to take their medicine too. But there's an ironic twist in this tale. All the worries about a default in Europe have pushed down the value of the euro. That's made German goods less expensive abroad and fueled the export boom. Germany has profited from the eurozone debt crisis. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Well, here in this country, the arts and crafts store chain Michaels says a debit card security breach is bigger than initial reports. It's affected customers in at least 20 states. Thieves managed to steal customer debit cards and PIN numbers from checkout terminals. And the fact that we're talking about debit cards and not credit cards makes all the difference, as Marketplace's Janet Babin reports.
Michaels stores are still investigating how it happened, but some Michaels debit card customers noticed hundreds of dollars missing from their bank accounts. Getting that cash back will be much tougher than if they had used a credit card to make their purchase.
A lot of consumers think plastic's plastic, and that ain't true.
That's Curtis Arnold with CardRatings.com. He says if fraud's committed with your credit card, you're only liable for up to $50, and even that fee is usually waived. But with debit cards,
you can be vulnerable for up to $50, even reporting it within 2 days. And then if you report it within 60 days, you can still be vulnerable for up to $500.
Wait longer than 60 days, and you could be forced to eat the entire loss. Arnold says debit card fraud has expanded recently as credit card security has tightened. Debit cards will probably get more federal protections when a new consumer watchdog agency goes live this summer. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mostly higher across the globe this morning. We'll find out today about the financial health of Social Security and Medicare. At last check, Medicare will run out of money in the year 2029 and Social Security in 2037. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 65 points to close at 12,695.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success on the web at farmers.com.
Airbus says it is ramping up production of its medium-sized A320 plane. That's the one that competes with Boeing's 737. It says it's doing this because airlines are looking for more fuel-efficient aircraft to offset high fuel prices. Well, now to a bird of a different sort. Tomorrow is International Migratory Bird Day. It's a day that celebrates our feathered friends who, in some cases, journey thousands of miles for food or better weather. But sometimes those birds make a pit stop at a very expensive hotel. Sabri Benishore from station WAMU in Washington, D.C. has the story.
Not too far from the Capitol building, the District of Columbia Department of Transportation is building a footbridge over some railroad tracks for a park trail. At least, it was.
An interesting turn of events is the best way I can describe it.
That's project manager Gloria Jeff, and the interesting turn of events is sitting on top of their crane. Dan Rauch is looking at it through some binoculars.
Oh, here comes one of the other adults into the nest now. 4.5-foot wingspan.
A pair of ospreys, large birds of prey, have built a 4-foot nest atop the crane. Rauch is a biologist with the district's Department of the Environment.
Unfortunately, it thought it was just a tree, so it's got a great view of the river. They're safe from predators, so it's a perfect place for a nest.
Yeah, perfect for the osprey. Not quite as perfect for construction. The birds are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. They may have flown in from as far away as the Amazon to sit on this crane. So this crane isn't going anywhere for a couple months while the eggs hatch and the chicks learn to fly. District's Department of Transportation and Gloria Jeff say they're totally cool with this.
It has posed an opportunity for us to partner with nature.
But outside of Washington, man and bird don't always flock together. Yanni Salonen owns Salonen Construction in northern Florida, where a pair of ospreys built a nest on a crane on his barge.
The out-of-pocket expense was like $38,000. And that's what the equipment rentals and the payroll.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will grant exceptions where human or bird safety is at risk, so Salonen applied for a waiver. But when he didn't get it, he just relocated the nest himself with help from the Audubon Society.
There'll be some penalties coming, but, figured out what all that will be.
D.C. biologist Dan Rauch says there's a reason for the strong protections afforded migratory birds. He points to the passenger pigeon, a bird so numerous it used to blacken the sky for days as it migrated. In 1914, the last one in the history of the planet died in the Cincinnati Zoo. And so in the scheme of things, says park ranger Jim Rosenstock,
a little thing like a trail project might need to have its schedule modified.
In Washington, D.C., I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And we've got a photo of those D.C. osprey on our website, marketplace.org. Finally, to Broadway, where Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark reopened last night after a 3.5-week overhaul. This is the same $70 million production of Spider-Man that has been plagued by injuries and mechanical malfunctions. According to reports, last night's show went over without a hitch. It was also the 146th preview of the show. Perhaps the thought is a show can't be closed if it never opens. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
A question for you metrosexuals out there. The last time you bought a suit, did you happen to think Bradley Cooper?
So they're trying to walk him over to the other department and say, gee, did you see the movie Hangover? Did you see what all the guys wore? Don't you want to look like them?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, and oh, what I wouldn't say to sell you this tuxedo. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.